This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Actic, lozenge with integral applicator, fentanyl citrate. Warning. Limitations of use. Actic should only be used when your doctor decides that other treatment options are not able to effectively manage your pain, or you cannot tolerate them. Hazardous and harmful use. Actic poses risks of abuse, misuse, and addiction, which can lead to overdose and death. Your doctor will monitor you regularly during treatment. Life-threatening respiratory depression. Actic can cause life-threatening or fatal breathing problems, slow, shallow, unusual, or no breathing, even when used as recommended. These problems can occur at any time during use, but the risk is higher when first starting product, and after a dose increase, if you are older or have an existing problem with your lungs. Your doctor will monitor you and change the dose as appropriate. Use of other medicines while using Actic. Using Actic with other medicines that can make you feel drowsy, such as sleeping tablets, e.g. benzodiazepines, other pain relievers, antihistamines, antidepressants, antipsychotics, gabapentinoids, e.g. gabapentin and pregabalin, cannabis and alcohol may result in severe drowsiness, decreased awareness, breathing problems, coma and death. Your doctor will minimize the dose and duration of use and monitor you for signs and symptoms of breathing difficulties and sedation. You must not drink alcohol while using Actic. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Actic. It does not contain all of the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of your taking Actic against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about taking Actic, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may want to read it again. What Actic is used for. Actic contains a medicine called fentanyl citrate. Fentanyl is a strong pain-relieving medicine and belongs to a group of medicine known as opioids. Actic lozenge with integral applicator is a system for delivering fentanyl directly through the lining of the mouth. When you place Actic in your mouth, it dissolves and the medicine is absorbed through the lining of your mouth into the blood system. Taking the medicine in this way allows it to be absorbed very quickly to relieve your breakthrough pain. Breakthrough pain is additional sudden pain that occurs in spite of you having taken your usual opioid pain relieving medicines. Keep using the opioid pain medicine you take for your persistent, around-the-clock cancer pain during your Actic treatment. Opioid medicines are those that contain active ingredients such as morphine, fentanyl citrate, codeine, methadone, oxycodone, pethidine, or buprenorphine. The use of Actic by people who are not taking prescription opioid medicines on a regular basis could result in life-threatening side effects. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Actic lozenges have been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another use. Actic is only available on a doctor's prescription. Before you take it, Actic is not suitable for everyone. When you must not take it, do not take Actic if you are allergic to fentanyl or any of the other ingredients in the formulation, see list at the end of this leaflet. You have not been using a prescribed opioid pain medicine every day on a regular schedule for at least 1 week to control your persistent pain. This may increase the risk that your breathing could slow down to a dangerous level or even stop. You have short-term pain, including pain from injuries, from doctors or dentist's visits, surgery, or headaches or migraines. You are taking, or were taking in the last 2 weeks, a medicine belonging to a therapeutic class known as a monoamine oxidase inhibitor. You have severe respiratory disease, severe obstructive lung conditions, acute respiratory disease and respiratory depression. You have never used an opioid pain medicine. You are pregnant or breastfeeding, unless your doctor tells you it is safe. Do not take Actic after the expiry date shown on the blister package label and the carton. The unit is normally white, however, a slightly mottled appearance may occur on storage. This is due to slight changes in the flavoring of the product and does not affect how the product works in any way. Do not take Actic if the packaging seems to have been opened. If you become pregnant whilst taking Actic, you should stop taking it and see your doctor immediately. Young women taking Actic and who are at risk of becoming pregnant should make sure that they are using adequate contraception. Things to be careful of. Addiction. You can become addicted to Actic, even if you take it exactly as prescribed. Actic may become habit-forming, causing mental and physical dependence. If abused, it may become less able to reduce pain. Dependence. As with all other opioid-containing products, your body may become used to you taking Actic. Taking it may result in physical dependence. Physical dependence means that you may experience withdrawal symptoms if you stop taking Actic suddenly, so it is important to take it exactly as directed by your doctor. Tolerance. Tolerance to Actic may develop, which means that the effect of the medicine may decrease. If this happens, more may be needed to maintain the same effect. Withdrawal. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. If you stop having this medicine suddenly, your pain may worsen, and you may experience some or all of the following withdrawal symptoms: nervousness, restlessness, agitation, trouble sleeping, or anxiety, body aches, weakness, or stomach cramps, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, increased heart rate, breathing rate, or pupil size, watery eyes, runny nose, chills, or yawning, increased sweating. Actic given to the mother during labor can cause breathing problems and signs of withdrawal in the newborn. Diabetic patients should be advised that Actic contains approximately 1.89 grams of sugar per unit. Additionally, the risk of dental decay may be increased with frequent consumption of this medicine due to this sugar content. Before you start to take it, tell your doctor if you have any allergies, you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant, you are breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed, your other opioid pain medicine you take for your persistent, around-the-clock cancer pain is not stabilized yet, you have a history of addiction or substance abuse either personally or within your family, you experience an unexplained increase in pain, you notice any changes in hormones such as prolactin, testosterone and cortisol from blood tests, you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: chronic diseases of the lung or other condition which has an effect on your breathing, head injury, diabetes, exceptionally slow heart rate, liver or kidney disease. These organs have an effect on the way in which your system breaks down the medicine. Your doctor should monitor you for these signs while on treatment. They may also conduct blood tests from time to time to ensure you are responding as expected to treatment. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food store. Take special care with Actic. If you are taking any medicines which might normally have a sedative effect, make you sleepy, such as sleeping pills, medicines to treat anxiety, antihistamines, tranquilizers, you are taking any medicines or other substances that might have an effect on the way in which your body breaks down Actic, such as drugs used to treat fungal infections, certain antibiotics, grapefruit juice, antidepressants of the serotonergic type. Taking Actic with these may increase the risk of serotonergic syndrome, a potentially life-threatening condition. Muscle relaxants, such as cyclobenzaprine, metaxalone. You intend to drink alcohol, drive, or operate machinery in the few hours after taking Actic. Your doctor will be able to advise you on this. How to take it. Do not take Actic to treat any condition other than that directed by your doctor. How many to take. Your doctor will advise you on the appropriate starting dose of Actic for the relief of your breakthrough pain. Ask your doctor if you are not sure about the right dose or if you have any questions about taking Actic. It is very important that you use this medicine in the manner as directed by your doctor. You should start to feel some pain relief quickly while you are taking Actic. Until the dose that effectively controls your breakthrough pain has been determined, if you do not get enough pain relief from just one Actic, your doctor may allow you to use a second dose to treat an episode of breakthrough pain. Do not use a second Actic unit unless your doctor tells you to do so, and never use more than two Actic units to treat a single episode of breakthrough pain. It is recommended that you wait at least 4 hours before treating another episode of breakthrough pain with Actic. You must tell your doctor immediately if you are using Actic more than 4 times per day, as the doctor may wish to change your medicine for your persistent pain. Once your persistent pain has been controlled, your doctor may need to change your dose of Actic further. For best results, let your doctor know about your pain and how Actic is working for you, so that the dose can be changed if needed. Do not change doses of Actic or your other pain medicines on your own. Contact your doctor if your right dose of Actic does not relieve your breakthrough pain. Your doctor will decide if your dose needs to be changed. Do not take more than the dose your doctor has recommended. Change in dosage must be directed and monitored by your doctor. How to take it? 1. Each Actiq unit is sealed in its own blister package. Do not open the package until you are ready to use it. Hold the blister package with the printed side away from you. Grasp the short tab end of the blister package. Place scissors close to the end of the Actiq unit and cut the long tab end completely off, as shown. Separate the printed backing from the blister package and pull the printed backing completely off the blister package. Remove the Actiq unit from the blister package. 422,954.png. 2. Place Actiq in your mouth between your cheeks and gums. Using the handle, move it around in your mouth, especially along your cheeks. Twirl the handle often. You may drink some water before using Actiq to help with taking the product, but you should not drink or eat anything while using Actiq. 422,955.png. 3. To get the most effective relief, finish the Actiq completely in 15 minutes. If you finish it too quickly, you will swallow more of the medicine and get less relief of your breakthrough pain. It is also most important that you do not bite or chew Actiq for the same reason. 422,956.png. 4. If you begin to feel dizzy or sick before you have finished the medicine, remove the Actiq unit from your mouth and dispose of it immediately, as instructed in this leaflet. If for some reason you are not finishing the entire Actiq unit each time you have an episode of breakthrough pain, you should call your doctor. 5. Once a dose has been arrived at which effectively controls your pain, you should not use more than 4 units of Actiq per day. If you think you might need to use more than 4 Actiq units per day, you should notify your doctor immediately. 6. Do not use more than 2 Actiq units to treat a single episode of breakthrough pain. Taking Actiq with food or drink. Actiq may be used before or after but not during meals. You may drink some water before using Actiq to help moisten your mouth, but you should not drink or eat anything while taking the medicine. When to take it? Actiq must only be used for breakthrough pain. Breakthrough pain is additional sudden pain that occurs in spite of you having taken your usual opioid pain relieving medicines. How long to take it? You should not normally stop taking Actiq for breakthrough pain unless your doctor tells you to. If you are taking high doses of Actiq and feel that the pain is getting worse with time, please speak to your doctor. Tell your doctor if you feel unwell during your course of treatment. On the advice of your doctor, you may stop taking Actiq if you are no longer experiencing breakthrough pain. There are usually no noticeable effects if you stop taking Actiq. You should continue to take your usual opioid medicine to treat your persistent around-the-clock pain as instructed by your doctor. How to dispose of Actiq after use? Partially used Actiq units may contain enough medicine to be harmful or life-threatening to a child. Even if there is little or no medicine left on the handle itself must be properly disposed of, as follows. If the medicine is totally gone, throw the handle away in a waste container that is out of reach of children and pets. If any medicine remains on the handle, place the unit under hot running water to dissolve the remainder, and then throw the handle away in a waste container that is out of reach of children and pets. If you do not finish the entire Actiq unit, and you cannot immediately dissolve the remaining medicine, put the Actiq unit out of reach of children and pets until such a time as you can dispose of the partially used Actiq unit as instructed above. Do not flush partially used Actiq units, Actiq handles, or the blister packaging down the toilet. If you take too much, overdose. If you or someone else receives too much, overdose, and experience one or more of the symptoms below, immediately call 000000 for an ambulance. Keep the person awake by talking to them or gently shaking them every now and then. You should follow the above steps, even if someone other than you have accidentally used Actiq that was prescribed for you. If someone takes an overdose, they may experience one or more of the following symptoms. Slow, unusual, or difficult breathing. Drowsiness, dizziness, or unconsciousness. Slow, or weak heartbeat. Nausea, or vomiting. Convulsions, or fits. If you think you or someone else may have taken too much Actiq, you should immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 1-311-126. Or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. When seeking medical attention, take this leaflet and remaining medicine with you to show the doctor. Also tell them about any other medicines or alcohol which have been taken. The most common side effects are feeling sleepy, sick, or dizzy. If you begin to feel very sleepy, remove the Actic unit from your mouth and call another person to help you. A serious side effect of Actic is slow, shallow breathing. This can occur if your dose of this medicine is too high or if you take too much Actic. You and your carer should discuss this side effect with your doctor. Note to carers. If you see that the patient taking Actic has slow breathing, or if you have a hard time waking the person up, take the following steps immediately. 1. Using the handle, remove the Actic unit from the person's mouth and keep it out of reach of children or pets until the Actic unit is disposed of. 2. Call for emergency help. 3. See instructions below for what to do if a child or adult accidentally takes Actic. What to do if a child or adult accidentally takes Actic. If you think someone has accidentally taken Actic, follow these steps. 1. If the person is asleep, wake them up by calling their name and shaking their arm or shoulder. 2. Call for emergency help. 3. While waiting for emergency help, if the person seems to be breathing slowly, prompt them to breathe every 5 to 10 seconds. If the person has stopped breathing, give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation until help arrives. If someone has accidentally taken Actic, they may have the following symptoms: very sleepy, itching, especially around the nose and eyes, dizzy, feeling sick or vomiting, not breathing, or breathing very slowly. While you are taking it, things you must do: make sure that all of your doctors and pharmacists know about your use of Actic. Remind them if any new medicines are about to be started, including any medicines that you may purchase without a prescription. Things you must not do: do not use Actic to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. It may not be safe to use Actic for another complaint. Do not give Actic to someone else, even if their symptoms are the same. Actic should only be used by the person for whom it was prescribed. It may not be safe for another person to use Actic. Side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking this medicine. Like all medicines, Actic can cause side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor if you notice any of the following and they worry you: headache, nausea or vomiting, feeling unwell, weakness, dizziness, sleepiness, sedation, constipation, anxiety or confusion, anorexia. If you feel excessively dizzy, sleepy, or otherwise ill while taking Actic, use the handle to remove the Actic unit and dispose of it according to the instructions given in this leaflet. Then contact your doctor for further directions on using Actic. Do not drive or operate machinery if you are feeling sleepy, dizzy, or have difficulty in concentrating. Tell your doctor immediately, or get someone to take you to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital if you notice any of the following: becoming very sleepy, having slow or shallow breathing, shortness of breath, sudden signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the lips, tongue, or throat, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. If you have some or all of the following symptoms, you may have something called serotonin syndrome: feeling confused, feeling restless, sweating, shaking, shivering, hallucinations, sudden jerks in your muscles, or a fast heartbeat. Vision abnormalities, feeling faint, or having trouble with speech. Whilst using the Actic lozenge, you may experience irritation, pain, gum bleeding, or an ulcer at the site of application. Tell your doctor if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed in this leaflet may also occur in some patients. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. After using it, storage. Keep Actic lozenges in their individual blister package and carton box until it is time to take the dose. If you take Actic out of its blister package, it may not keep as well. Do not use it if the blister package has been damaged or opened before you are ready to use it. Keep Actic in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not store it or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it in the car on hot or cold days. Heat, cold and dampness can destroy some medicines. Actic lozenges must be kept out of the reach of children. The pain-relieving medicine in Actic is very strong, and could be life-threatening, if taken accidentally by a child. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Product description. What Actic looks like. The Actic unit consists of a white to off-white solid medication attached to a handle applicator. Each unit contains either 200 micrograms, 400 micrograms, 600 micrograms, 800 micrograms, 1200 micrograms, or 1600 micrograms of the active ingredient fentanyl. The dosage strength is marked on the medication, on the handle, and on the blister package to ensure that you are taking the right medicine. Each blister package contains one individual Actic unit. Ingredients. Active ingredient. The active ingredient is fentanyl. Present in the product is fentanyl citrate. Inactive ingredients. Dextrose, citric acid, dibasic sodium phosphate, artificial berry flavor, maltodextrin, propylene glycol, artificial flavors, and triethyl citrate, magnesium stearate, confectioner s sugar, as sucrose and maize starch, purified water, and starch sodium octanil succinate, E1450. The imprinting incused contains de-waxed white shellac and brilliant blue FCF, CI42090. Each unit of Actic provides approximately 2 grams of glucose load from the dextrose. Manufacturer or distributor or supplier. Actic is supplied in Australia by Teva Pharma Australia Pty Ltd. Level 1, 37 Epping Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-288-382. Australian registration numbers. Actic 200 micrograms. Ostar 91598. Actic 400 micrograms. Ostar 91600. Actic 600 micrograms. Ostar 91601. Actic 800 micrograms. Ostar 91602. Actic 1200 micrograms. Ostar 91603. Actic 1600 micrograms. Ostar 91604. Actic is a registered trademark of Teva Pharmaceutical Industries Limited. This leaflet was revised in July 2021.